I can't deal. It's so unfair, and it feels like heaven so far away. And it feels like the world has grown cold now that you've gone away.
Welcome to Wicked Wednesday.
It is wicked, and it is Wednesday.
It is, for sure.
Yes.
And yeah, I had a little intro that no one could hear, so that was good.
And well planned and well timed.
Yes, you're welcome.
Maybe not well planned, but definitely well timed.
Yes, it did. Well, he said 10 seconds, and I was like, well, hold on.
That's more than enough time.
I got this.
Yeah, and you did.
And I did. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. So only y'all got to enjoy that. So sorry for the outside world that you didn't get to hear that. Mm-hmm. I'm good. We're good. It's Wednesday. It's been kind of a shitty Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I'm just in multiple ways. But here we are.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. We get to hang out and have fun for a little bit.
Exactly.
For an hour.
This makes Wednesday better, everyone. This
makes Wednesday better.
So, yes, we got to start this off right, you know. So, first of all, we need to know what was delivered to your porch today.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a thing. It is a thing.
The masses want to know.
The masses. All right. I actually took a picture, so I'd remember everything I got. But I was trying to come up with like a really cool name, and I don't know. You'll have to help me on this.
I'll do my best. Yes.
Because the closest I could come up with was like pickle. Porch salmon.
Pickled porch salmon.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a new thing.
That's the best I could come up with. But I was like, that's like kind of not really, I don't know. If I'd have had more time, I would have been, better name. Because it was dill roasted salmon. And with lemony broccoli. That's what I ate tonight.
Lemony broccoli?
Yep, and tartar sauce, which I'm not a big fan of tartar sauce on salmon, but it was kind of like a, I don't know, it wasn't necessarily a tartar sauce. It was, I don't know, it was good. But
did you have to make the tartar yourself?
No, it was in the little baggie.
Nice.
Yeah, basically just cut the bag of salmon open, put it in the little tray, and then cut the bag of broccoli and put it in a tray. Slide it in there, turn the card over, hit scan, and it like doot, and then you hit start and it cooks.
It's so fancy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you did have to sprinkle the dill blend on it. So it was kind of like blackened-y looking, but it was a dill blend, so that was really good. But and the other things I got was blackened chicken breast. Got two of those and two
yard bird.
Yep. And another yard bird of bacon Swiss chicken melt. And I got two of those and then a Mediterranean roasted chicken. So.
Mediterranean yard bird.
Yes. Yes. over the pond bird.
Another a yard bird reference is that, you know, my son's friend, his family has chickens,
mm-hmm.
and they do an egg delivery service, which I think is amazing. And they also have goats, and his mom makes soap with fresh goat's milk. She's way fancier than I am when it comes to soap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do have to give a shout out now because I got, and I won't say their name because I don't know if they really want me to be talking about, you know, on this platform, but whatever. But they do an egg delivery service, but their eggs are phenomenal. I do have to say that. And I did a taste test over the weekend.
Did you really?
And I had one egg. I always buy brown eggs because I'm just weird like that, because I don't want a bleached egg. You know, like I want it to be like a real egg, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I always buy brown.
They don't come out that way.
I don't think so. I mean, not typically, I don't think so. I mean, I could be wrong, but I thought they would, like, they were more natural if they're brown. I don't really know. I'm not an egg person. I like chickens and I want to hold them, and I would put chickens in my pocket and I would put them in, dress them in sweaters, but that's a completely different story. And I would hug them and I would walk them on a leash, but anyway, maybe put them in a stroller. So I had a Walmart brown egg, and I had one of their eggs, and I cooked them both, and theirs was exceptional.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
That's cool. How far did they deliver?
Like I don't know, but I would be glad to find out for you.
Okay.
Because they do have phenomenal eggs. And then she also, you know, makes the soap. And I told Zach, I was like, please, I was like, I want to try the soap. And I was like, you know, pay or whatever, and I'll pay you back. And no, they actually gave me one.
Really?
And so, yes, and it is very nice. It is very nice. You know, my goat's milk soap is not made from fresh goat's milk. I hate to let everyone down, but it's not, because I don't have goats, and I couldn't milk them, and I only have cats, and you know,
yeah, they get pissed. I don't really think anyone try to milk them.
When you try to milk them. Yeah.
Are you doing?
And none of my cats are lactating at the time, so I don't have cat's milk soap, but I do have to say, exceptional eggs, and like they're beautiful, they are so pretty. And
what color are they?
There are different colors. Like some are, I'm gonna go pull it out of the refrigerator now so I can give you a better description. And I can send you a picture later, but let me pull them out. And I'm just going to go ahead and say their name, because I really think everyone should buy their eggs. And if they don't like it, that I did that, but it's Pine Grove Farm. So you can look them up. And like their box is like stamped Pine Grove Farm, and it says hand gathered, and they really are hand gathered, which is very cool. I've got like a blue one in here. I've got dark brown, light brown, medium brown. Some are big, some are small. But they are delicious. And I know that they also have turkeys, and I don't know
No, turkey eggs are yummy.
If they do the turkey eggs or not, like sell them. But
yeah, my family are turkey growers. Or now they're getting into a different phase of it. But for years, where they would have like just these huge, like half mile long, not quite, but it feels like it when you're looking down at turkey houses, and the eggs, because they were growers, meaning they wanted the eggs that would, you know, make more turkeys. And then they had other houses for different stages of development of the turkeys. But when they would get eggs that were double yolked, they wouldn't save those, you know, because that's not going to grow a turkey. And so they would like give us double yolked turkey eggs. And holy crap, I mean, they are so good. So, you know, having two yolks in there makes them like super rich and yummy.
Oh, yeah.
So you need to try their turkey eggs sometime, even if they're single yolked, because it'd still be yummy.
Yes. I'm not sure that I've ever had a turkey egg.
Yeah, well, we'll have to change that.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to keep doing I'll have to find out how long they're going to do their growing houses, find out if they have some double yolk turkey eggs. And if so, I'll have them send us some.
Nice.
So.
But yes. Absolutely. So chickens, I do love chickens and I would love to have them. But even though I live and I'm allowed in the city, I think you can have like two or whatever, but they have to be a certain, you know, I mean, I have a place where I could put them, but I worry about coyotes because we do have coyotes around here, even though I'm in the city. Mm-hmm. And they're very bold. Like they will like walk right down the street. And you can yell at them and scream at them, and they're just like, nah. Yeah.
Yep. I've seen two foxes in my neighborhood lately. A gray one and a red one.
Foxes are so cute.
They are cute. They look like a cross between a dog and a cat. Because I was like, holy crap, that's a big cat. And I was like, no, it's a dog. And it was, what the is that? And then it ran under the streetlight and I saw the iconic fox tail. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. But yeah, these are like the size of a medium sized dog. Like if Nika had my black poodle had like short legs, kind of that long. And this really long like tail. That looks kind of like a cat's tail. And yeah, they're just so cool looking.
I think they're fun. I think they're sweet, but they, you know, and you see like people that actually have them as pets and they're so cute. Like they, you know, they make little funny sounds and they're cute.
They are cute. Those little ones. That like do the jumping where they jump way up in the air and dive in the mm-hmm. covers and stuff. Yeah.
I want a fox.
Dad has them in his backyard.
Well, he should hug them.
Yes. I will tell him. Hey, Dad, if you're listening, go hug the foxes.
Please. But be careful because I don't know if they like that or not. But I don't want to be responsible for your dad hugging foxes just because, you know. Yeah. I was like,
Jamie said to do it.
He's smarter than I am, so he knows better. but yes, so yeah, definitely check out their website. They have eggs and poultry and pork and produce and soap.
And soap. What you ought to do is when you're making soap, you ought to call them and find out how much they would sell you like some goat's milk for. Yeah. And then you can make fresh goat milk soap.
I could. Yeah.
See? Now your soap is good too.
Yes. It looks like they have sausage and bratwurst. And, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yum.
So yeah, definitely check it out.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Not now.
Oh, sorry. My fault.
My fault.
So you wanted to talk about something. Am I jumping the gun?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You wanted to talk about something that you saw. Was that TikTok?
It was the TikTok.
The TikTok, sorry.
Yeah. No,
I forgot how
to put the everything. Because I'm old, so I put the in front of everything.
Yeah.
You know, like
if you're old, I'm ancient. So shut up.
The Kroger's. I have to put that S on the end, too, of the Kroger's.
Yeah. You say diabetes?
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Diabetes. And that's bad. Just to throw something out there, people, if you have diabetes and you're like ignoring it, get the fuck off your ass and get it taken care of.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that from something personal that's happened to me this week. Not me personally, but in what I do. Yeah, it will catch up with you. And so, you know, do yourself and your family a favor and, you know, take care of it. It's something that can be treated and managed and all this stuff. So don't ignore it. If you're having foot pain, you know, don't wait till you don't have toes. Just get it taken care of. So take care of your diabetes.
What was that guy's name? What's his name? Brimfield? Something?
Brimley.
Yeah. What's his first name? I can't think of it.
Like Walter or something.
I want to call him Morgan, but I don't really think his name's Morgan.
Because that's the one thing about me growing a beard. And if any of y'all have seen my picture, like on the banner with the really long like ZZ Top beard
or on the Facebook
Facebooks yeah that's you know some of our team was like, oh, and Jared, my old boss, they were like, hey, do me a favor, say diabetes. And I was like, fuck you. I do not look like that guy. So, of course, that was 50 pounds ago. So hopefully, you know, I don't look, you know, that way with or without a beard anymore. So
what's his name?
Walter Brimley, isn't it?
I don't think it's Walter. It's like Wilford.
Maybe it is Wilford, because that's what I almost said was Wilford.
Wilford
Brimley. Diabetes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they got me. We were having, what was it? Popeye's chicken. And we're sitting there with everybody from work. And Jared looks up at me and goes, hey, Kevin. I'm like, yeah, man. He's like, say diabetes. I was like, mother. Yeah, it became very not funny. All while being funny. So,
right. Still kind of funny.
Yeah, shut up. So anyway, back to the TikToks video.
The TikToks. Okay. So there's this family and that lives in this supposedly, I'm using air quotes and I'm kidding, haunted house. And a lot of the things that they've posted, I kind of go, you know,
so there's been more.
There has been more. Yes, there are more.
And some of it's
that was just the one I saw today. Yeah, I mean, a little bit could be suspect. I'm not judging, and I'm not going to say their name, but you know, it could be, you know, it's really hard to tell nowadays because things can be manipulated so easily, you know, with technology and all that, you know,
or camera position. You don't even have to have like anything all that technical if you just don't show the bottom of the door,
right? But I think the biggest thing that bothered me about it is that if it is real and this is really happening, I didn't like how she spoke to the spirit.
No, was there? Yeah. Not you. You're good.
like how she was talking. Yeah,
because that was like,
you know, she was like, no, little kids. And if you hear that banging in the background, that is one of my cats trying to get in the cabinet. But he's telling the little girl it's time to take your nap, and she's like, no, I don't want to. And, you know, she's watching the show, and then all of a sudden behind him in the kitchen, which a lot of times it's like he's sitting in front of a computer with a camera facing the kitchen, which is behind him. Mm-hmm. And you've seen like some of them have the refrigerator opening mm-hmm. and closing, which that can all easily be done with, you know, a little bit of wire and, you know, fishing line, you know, you can open and close it that way. You know, I've seen mm-hmm. stuff that people have done to fake stuff like that. But he's like, no, you got to take a nap or whatever. And then all of a sudden behind him, a bunch of stuff falls off the counter. I mean, it looks real, but mm-hmm. again, depending on, like you said, the camera angle, I'm going to need cameras in all kinds of places I'm going to be like, yep, that's a ghost.
Yeah. And one of the things to think about is, and it's one of the things I look for when somebody sends me evidence, is why are you recording in the first place?
Right.
You know, because how many of us go outside and put a camera up looking at the sky above a light post and start filming? Right. And then all of a sudden, like, I was filming this light post and look what came into the... No, bullshit.
It's aliens.
Shut up. No, I was randomly filming in my apartment and the burner came on. Well, why the fuck were you filming your stove? You know what I'm saying? So that's the first thing I look at for, you know, whether something's genuine. And, you know, then it's, can you see the whole door? You know, because it's real easy to, things moving away from the camera is a little bit harder to fake, because you could have, you know, you can always pull something like a little fishing line towards the camera to make a door open, but to make a door close is a little bit harder depending.
Right. And this one, the door is closing in this particular one that I sent you, but like the one with the refrigerator, like, the kitchen, like, and then you see the refrigerator open, but you can't really see what's, you know, it's kind of, I'll have to find that one and send to you, but it's kind of like dark, darkish in the kitchen. So, you know, you could easily have, like I said, fishing line or something like that.
Yeah. 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 Can you still hear me, by the way? Cause my audio just switched.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Just said, hey, we're using your headset mic instead of my big, you know, fancy mic. So anyway, and one thing I want to do real quick, not to interrupt you, and I truly apologize, is we may have had a lapse in our show, and so just because of technical difficulties, so what we're talking about is a TikTok video where a family is recording my phone's ringing, hold on.
And she's saying, close the door. You don't have balls to close the door. Is that what she says?
I don't think she's like, close it.
Yeah. And she's being demanding and all this stuff. And so the only video I've seen from these people is the door closing, which looks kind of interesting without being able to see the whole footage. But we were discussing the fact that we don't necessarily agree with the way she was addressing the spirit. And then we moved into, I don't know, the suspectness of things that are recorded for particular reasons. So, and that should have you caught up. So I didn't mean to interrupt, but we don't know exactly what we lost there. So
I didn't know we lost anything. Did I miss something?
Yeah, a little bit. It's all right.
That's shocking.
That's why you have me.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that mentioned.
Yeah, it was only like a couple minutes, but it was right when we started talking about the video.
Okay.
And yeah, and then he got us back up pretty quick, but yeah, we lost a little bit.
Okay. Well, again, some of these other ones, like who sits like at their computer, say, you know, like me, I work from home. And who sits at their computer with their camera going?
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, why is your camera on? Now, granted, if they've been having issues in said room, then I get it from that perspective. Like, you just, you know, you have the camera going because.
Yeah, because of activity.
Right.
But let's put that in an investigator standpoint. How many times do we get called into a place that has activity? And how often do you say, okay, let's record because this door shuts? Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And does it ever work?
No. But
one typically in not. 100 times it works?
Right.
If you know. That. So even that is like they would have to be like constantly doing it to catch it on video as it's happening. Now, if you're recording someone blowing out their birthday candles, that's a reason to have a camera going. And I'm telling them how to make a really great fake right now. But
right.
And then all this shit blows off the counter. Then you're like, holy crap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But to say we've had activity and we're going to see if the door will shut. Shut the door. You don't have the balls to do it. Kaboom. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. And it's like, well, again, if you really do have these things happening in your house, that's not really the attitude you want to approach it with. Like, because, you know, what if you make it mad? What if it's, you know, chances are it's not, but what if it's not something? What if it's not a spirit per se? What if it's something demonic? And then you're all like, you don't have the balls. Oh, really? Guess what's going to happen tonight?
I got the balls, bitch.
Do you have the balls?
Yeah.
Wait for it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then you know, and then people watch it, you know, just like they watch said shows where people are like, come at me, bro. And they're like, oh yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna go here and I'm gonna be like, yeah, come at me, bro. You don't have the balls to do that. You don't have that. No. We don't act like that. We don't act like that. We say please and we say thank you. Because you know, those spirits, they were people once too. I mean, they're still people, but you know what I mean. They were, you know, would you talk to, you know, your friend like that?
Or your grandmother.
Shut the door. You know, like, wow, what if that was
somebody talked to my grandmother like that? I'd knock him out.
Right?
Like, yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. No, I agree totally. Totally.
So yeah, I just saw that today and I was like, oh wow, why are you acting like that? I get it. If you don't like what's happening in your house, maybe try some respect. Like, hey, could you just chill out for a little bit and, you know, you stay in your lane and I'll stay in mine, and we'll cohabit nicely together, but maybe please don't shut the door, or please don't open the refrigerator. You know, you're costing me money with the electricity. You know, so my refrigerator makes that horrible beeping sound if you leave it open too long. My
fancy eggs went bad. Quit going in the refrigerator.
Quit, you know, or don't leave my freezer open because now everything in there is going bad. You know, like, stop.
Yeah.
I just wish people would think, because again, kids watch this stuff, adults watch this stuff, and they think that they can act like that. And that's really not, we don't, nope. Those of us who know don't do that. Nope.
Well, I would like to say that those of us that know don't do that, but some people that know better still do that.
Okay. Most of us that know.
Yeah. Don't do that. Yeah. Yeah. It's, and was that the cat trying to get in the cupboard again?
No, that was Zach and the trash can.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I just saw that and I was like, oh God, I have to share this with Kevin because I don't like this.
Mm-mm.
But
no, and I've been seeing more of their videos, but I mean, that one was, there was a couple of things, just seeing the one, and I didn't know they had done a bunch. So just seeing the one where, you know, the guy, she's demanding, for lack of a better way to put it, the door to be closed. And when the door starts to close, he kind of like, I don't know, closes another closet door from outside the door that's being closed. And it's kind of like, I'm out of here. And yeah. I don't know, from not seeing other ones, that one was one where I was like, I don't buy it, because any kind of ghost activity, you know, you're typically, it's not nonchalant like that. And now granted, apparently if everything is above board with this place, then they get it all the time and on demand and whatever. Is that a good assumption?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like the one I said,
film it when they ask for it.
Right. There was the one, you know, like I said, where he's telling the little girl to go take a nap or whatever. And
did he freak out? Was he like, ha ha ha, this stuff came off the counter?
He acted surprised, but you know, we can all be like, oh my gosh, did you see that?
Okay.
I so happen to be taping it. Oh, yeah. That's cool.
I'm so lucky. Yeah. We're going to make a whole TikTok channel over this inadvertently catching stuff that we're filming.
Right. Happen.
Okay. You're a ghost hunter and you have been for what, 10, 12 years?
Yeah.
If something like that happened in your house and you were filming it, would you be like, I'm out of here?
No, absolutely not. I would be like, oh my God, that was so cool. Would you please do that again?
Yeah. So that wouldn't be the end of the clip.
No. Mm-mm.
So.
And that's it. It just ends like that with the door shutting.
Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know what happened after that, but.
Right.
Yeah, it's, I'm just like, yeah, no. So. And you can't see the bottom of the door, like I said earlier. I don't know if that was on or off when we were talking, but, and so somebody could have been laying on the floor and pushed the door.
Right.
And,
or there could have been something, say, I'm just pulling stuff out of my ass right now, but like he could have, he could have, say, again, I'm back to the fishing line. He could have fishing line, you know, say on his shoe.
But yeah.
And it's taped to the bottom of the door.
Yep. And he's moving his foot.
And as he's going, I'm out, he's pulling the door shut with him.
Yep. Yeah.
So, you know, I have a hard time believing it, but, and then, I don't know. And then if you do have spirits in your house and you've been faking all this stuff, and you have spirits in your house and you're screaming things like that, again, not so good. Please don't do that. Just don't do that. Or then, you know, I guess do that and then, you know, call in somebody to help you with that because you've conjured up something that you can't handle.
Yeah. And that's the thing that people don't realize is that, you know, something may be fun and dandy for a little bit and stuff you can handle, but you don't know, you know, exactly what you're dealing with. And
right. It's a great party trick for a minute, you know?
Yeah, for a minute. But, you know, up until recently, well, I say recently, it's been within the, I don't know, maybe last 20 years, maybe a little more, with the definition of poltergeist changing to some degree to reflecting activity associated around an adolescent female, or that type of, I mean, she doesn't have to be female and they don't have to be an adolescent, but typically, you know, that's one of the first questions you would ask when you hear of air quotes poltergeist activity is there a, you know, early teen female in the house? Just because of the emotions of that age of a female, and not knocking any females, but if they're, I mean, we can all picture the teenage girl that's madly in love. And the parents are so against it. And the teenage girl's like, you'll never understand me. You'll never get me. You'll never love me. You'll never whatever. You'll never understand. And that emotion of just totally being misunderstood or whatever, how that can manifest into an occurrence. Before that, the definition of poltergeist was, you know, just that in English, a noisy ghost. And it was said to go through changes or stages. And the first part of it was things to get your attention that you would think was cute. And you would start to provide energy to it by it performing, for lack of a better way to put it. And then as it got the amount of energy it needed from that, it would then switch into something more terrifying and feed off that energy. And it was said to go through cycles. And there was no defined length of time in these cycles. It could be going through all the stages within a week, and then it may be dormant for a year, or it may take 6 years to go through the stages and be dormant for, you know, a week or 6 years. You know, you just never know, but it would go through classic stages and then go dormant. And then it would start again, like with a doll. And holy shit, the doll moved. That's cute, you know.
That's not cute.
You know. and so, I mean, that's why, and I've said it before on the show, that's why I never say you have poltergeist activity, because there's so many definitions of kind of the same thing that can have completely different meanings. You know, being the ghost I just described going through changes, or the adolescent female that's going through changes, or somebody else who just knows the literal translation of noisy ghost. And so if I say you have poltergeist activity, which of the three viewpoints am I getting across, or are they absorbing? And that's completely way off topic, but that's why I don't typically put a name to something. I'm like, you know, here's what I'm seeing, or here's what we're recording, or here's what we think's going on, without saying poltergeist. But that being said, you know, if you're getting responses like these, that's classic, not current poltergeist activity. And so, I don't know. Sorry, I'm my soapbox. I'm putting it away.
No, no, you're making a valid point.
I put it in my drawer. Sorry, it's too late. So, but yeah, I mean, it's, and to have things perform on demand, especially, I would think that it would be less inclined, once you start saying you don't have the balls to do it, it would be less inclined to do it.
Right. And because like, me as a ghost, I'm going to be like, oops, all right.
Yeah. You can F off.
Yeah. I'm going to go take my parlor game somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going, to the neighbor's house.
Ghost next door. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I don't know. And then, like, another thing, what do you think about people naming their ghost?
Bad.
I think so too.
Especially if they're, I can understand the innate need to say that this is my mom. I totally get that. But that is like unbelievably dangerous, because things that would imitate my mom have been around for countless centuries, mm-hmm. countless thousands of years, countless whatever. And they're going to know exactly what they need to present to me to make me think this is my mom. And so then to say, mom, you know, I love you. Thanks for being here. I hope you're always here. Bam. Bad thing number one. Mom, I, you know, come in and have dinner with us or whatever. Bad thing number two. And so you think you're inviting mom to be a part of your family, which sounds great. But it's just not. It's. If something is out there, and I would hope that it is mom. But if it's not, you just invited something that's going to F up your life. And they're not, you didn't just invite it into your house. You invited it into your life.
Yeah.
And so as painful as it may be, and, you know, we had Wendell on the show last week. And he said on the show that, you know, he felt that not last week, but prior, that when we investigated his house, he felt it was his parents. But then he had to think about the fact that they were scaring his daughter. And so he had to have a discussion with what was going on in the house, for lack of a better way to put it, discussion, air quotes, of... You know, mom, dad, if this is you, I love you, but you got to go because you're scaring my family. And, you know, that's something that he talks about. And that's what makes him such a great caseworker with our group is, you know, as much as you want it to be, you can't accept it that way. Just because of the fact, and I will acknowledge all day long that the demons aren't as prevalent as TV makes it seem. You know, in the 20 some years I've been doing this, we've encountered two cases where we need to involve the church, and other people may have had more, but it's not the demonic activity every week that the TV makes you think. And there was a show out years ago where every week it was a new demon. And so somewhere in there is our, I don't know, accurate number. Or our, I don't know, average. And so whether it's high or whether it's low, who cares? There's the chance, in my belief, that you may get something that's icky. And if that's the case, by saying, mom, I want you to come on vacation with us, ain't bad thing number three. You know what I mean, though? It's... And so you don't know what you're messing with because we can't see through that. And even those that can get tricked. You know, was it the Conjuring? Wasn't that the case where the medium told him it was a little kid that was lost from their family? Am I putting two cases together? Do you know? I think it was, but
right, yeah.
But in the medium, you know, it had tricked the medium into thinking it was a little kid that just wanted to be part of the family. And they're like, oh my God, honey, yes, of course you can stay in the doll.
Yes, Annabelle. right? Was it Annabelle? Or no, yeah. It was the one where they're at the, is it the farmhouse one?
You don't know.
Oh,
I'll have to go back and research. I hate that. That's one thing I hate is the more you study, the more these things blur together.
Yeah.
And, but irregardless, there is a famous story out there, case out there, where it started with a medium that got tricked. And they have a little bit more of a glimpse of what's going on than we do, or that some of us do. I mean, there may be mediums out there listening, so I'm not going to try to, you know, I don't know, put their abilities in a nutshell. But, you know, as a person without sensitive abilities, you know, you would think that they could get tricked. But if somebody who has seen spirits their whole life gets tricked, and, you know, we think in terms of eternity, eternity is without beginning and without end. So even 100 years is a blink of an eye. Well, infinitely small. So 100, if there is no beginning and there is no end, then any span of time is infinitely small as well. So that means our lifetime in the grand scheme of things is nothing. And I don't want that to sound bleak, but if we're talking eternity, that's our time here is so small. These things have been around for countless lifetimes. And so they know how to trick people who, I don't know, only have a moment to learn what they're trying to learn, their craft. And so,
right.
You know, think of vampire movies that you've seen, where they've been around for 500 years and how they can manipulate. They've learned the art of seduction. They've learned the art of whatever. They've tried over countless lifetimes how to get pretty much anything they want from anybody in 500 years. And I hate to make a point about what I believe is reality based on a vampire movie, but you know what I'm saying? You see this evolution of how to manipulate over, you know, 4 or 5 lifetimes. Well, these things have hundreds of lifetimes worth of time. So
right, and in all that time they've just been
manipulating
power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And their sole purpose is to take you away from what is important to you. And be it God, be it your family, be it whatever. And the one thing I think sucks is how much of that looks like mental illness.
Yeah. And
so yeah, it's so back to the original point that started this. And I apologize that I got my drawer back open and got my soapbox box back out. But yeah, don't name it. Don't think this is, you know, mom. Don't think this is dad. Don't think this is granny and nanny and grandfather and whatever. Or son, daughter. You just can't.
Right.
As much as that's painful, you can't. You can say my place is haunted and live in cohabitation, coexistence, whatever, with what is occupying your space and live, I think, potentially, you know, harmoniously with each other.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, everybody just needs to be respectful of each other. Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Don't wake me up in the middle of the night with the ruckus.
Yeah.
You know, that thing.
And we had a family friend years ago that lived near, kind of in between where my dad lives and Roswell. And they had a ghost, and it was you know, they didn't necessarily, they knew they had a ghost, and you know, and they just accepted it and its quirks, and but they didn't really take it to the next level. It was, you know, they'd be laying down to go to bed, and it sounded like a radio trying to find a station, and they'd be like, "Oh yeah, we're trying to sleep. You need to be quiet." And that's one of the, I may have told that story on the air with when I was a kid and I went down and was playing the slot machines downstairs. They had like a nickel slots with the big bucket of like nickels right beside it. And so you could just sit there and keep playing and win and fill back up the bucket and keep playing, and was having a ball while my parents were having dinner upstairs with them. And meanwhile, in the room next to me, it sounded like a box, like a cardboard box opening up and things being raffled through it, and the cardboard box closing and like another box sliding on top of it, and that box opening up, and like something was, like somebody was in there looking for something. And finally I was like, and this is right to my right, like through like a set of curtains into like this room. And so I went upstairs, and I had already decided that, you know, it had to be a cat. And so I went upstairs. And I was like, y'all may want to go down in that other room and see what your cat's getting into. And they both looked at each other and started laughing. They're like, we don't have a cat. And I was like, wow. You know, so, and here I am, a ghost hunter. So imagine that.
Imagine that. And, you know, sometimes you have to play the game. Is it a ghost or is it a cat?
Yeah. So, but yeah. Any more questions? That was fun.
That was fun. No, I mean, I can't think of any right this very minute.
So I can put my soapbox away.
Yeah, you go ahead and put that thing away.
Put that thing away.
Put that thing away. Now I'm just laughing because, you know, like the sound when we first started, the banging sound. Like, if you didn't know that Baby Bug, my cat, has thumbs and she does like to open cabinets. And you just heard that in the night. You know, now I hear it and I'm like, oh my God, Baby Bug, why are you trying to get in the cabinet right now? It's time for bed. Get in bed. But, you know, you could easily think, oh my God, that's a ghost. Nope. Nope, it's Baby Bug. And she is 100% alive and not a ghost.
Not a ghost.
Not a ghost. But, you know, I mean, and there's lots of things, you know, I would love to say, you know, that Haley is here. Mm-hmm. And of course, I think that she is here sometimes. But I don't think it's always Haley. You know,
right.
It's, you know, whatever was here before, whatever, you know, who knows what has followed me over the years, you know, that's come in, or, you know, different things like that. But, you know, and I may or may not have said, at the house I lived in prior to this one, that because I had nice spirits there, you know, tricksters, but they were nice. And, you know, I may or may not have said, hey, you know, when you, they're going to tear this house down and, they're going to build an office building here.
So come with me.
I said, you're welcome to come with me. Or you can stay here and, haunt the office building because I'm sad that they're tearing the house down and I have to move. So yeah, you know, it could be something like that, that I may or may not have done, you know, allegedly. So if you put it like that, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly. Can you say that?
Allegedly.
So, yeah.
So is it Baby Bug that's opening the cabinets then?
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely Baby Bug. She's... I don't know. I think sometimes she gets overwhelmed and she's like, I'm going to have to go hide. So she opens up the cabinet and she goes in. As long as it's a cabinet that's not too, you know, there's too much stuff in there, then
Really? She goes like in the cabinet?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
God, she can open the cabinet out of me.
You open up and the cabinet go inside. And the cat's like meow.
It's you know, she does, and I don't know. This time she wasn't successful. If she can't get it all the way, you know, wide enough that she can squeeze herself into, she's, you know, she's very tiny and delicate. But no, so sometimes it's not wide enough for her to get into, or sometimes she's like, I think maybe sometimes she just does it for the noise. You know, it's like bang, bang, bang. And I'm like, what? It's like during the day when I'm trying to work, she'll go in another room and just scream for me. Scream and scream and scream and scream. And then I go in there, I'm like, what do you want? She's like,
you came.
And like, and so now she knows. She's like, oh my gosh, I've trained you well. I shall sit here and cry for you. Now it's like, she'll go in Zach's room, and because she wants me to open the blinds. So she'll scream until I go in there and open the blinds. And then I'm like, are you happy? She's like, meh. And then she's quiet for a while. And then sometimes she screams at me while she's in the kitchen because she wants me to watch her eat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
She does have me trained well. She's like listening and watching me right now as she's sitting in the little cat scratcher cemetery. Mm-hmm.
Cat scratcher cemetery.
I'm very much alive in the cemetery right now. Yep. So it's a little bit past 9, and we're just gonna do an hour now. We
have to stop before the monsters come out.
Yes, because the monsters will get us, and they will take us away. But next week we have Teresa and Jay Lynch, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
So we will have them on. And so y'all make sure that you join us for that. That's going to be fun. And I like
always.
So join us next week, y'all. And thanks for joining us tonight. And let us know if you have any questions for us, or you have any topics you want us to discuss, or or if you got a good story to tell us and you'd like to be a guest on the show, hit us up on Facebook, on our Facebook page, or you can hit us up individually or whatever you're comfortable with. Have a great night, y'all.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.